Well, good evening and welcome to Classical King FM's Musical Chairs. I'm your host, Mike Brooks. This is our Friday night conversation with someone from the Northwest music scene. I'd like to welcome our very special guest this evening at King FM, and that is Timothy Salzman. Timothy, welcome to King FM.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm really pleased to be here.
Now, by way of profession, you are a professor of music at the University of Washington, and you also teach conducting there as well. Is that right?
Right. I'm a professor of conducting, and I work with the university's concert band program. We have four concert bands there. The top group, the University of Washington Wind Ensemble, I conduct.
Mm-hmm. And you've been there for 25 years.
Right. About to start 26. I'm older than dirt, pretty much.
Well, hardly, but congratulations on quite the tenure. I imagine you've probably seen a few changes in those 25 years. How have we progressed?
Oh, boy. Well, I think that the School of Music as a whole is opening up to embrace a broader view of musics that are available to be made and created and participated in. In my area, the band program, when I came to the UW, the concert band program was quite dormant. There were about 12 students in my first ensemble. Now we have four groups that in a given academic quarter, we'll have between about 250 to 285 students, roughly. So it's really exploded for us.
Part of the joy of Musical Chairs is sharing pieces of music that have a special meaning to our guests. And you brought quite a potpourri. We're going to have some fun tonight. Well, how shall we begin our musical adventure?
Well, I thought we'd look first at a real icon in the wind band world, which, again, is the world I'm involved in. And that's some of the music of Percy Eldridge Granger. Granger was quite a huge personality in the musical life of not only this country, but England, Australia, Germany, but particularly in America in the front half of the 20th century. He was one of the most well-known musicians and an incredible concert pianist, very popular back in that day, was married in the Hollywood Bowl. This musician, George Gershwin, happened to play piano at his wedding. It was really quite something. Well, while in the Army, he took a lot of sketches of things he had been working on for a long time and began to craft them into pieces for the Army band musicians, for which all people in my profession will always be eternally grateful. And really the crowning achievement of that output at that particular time of his life, and maybe the crowning achievement of all of his wind band music, of which there's quite a big output, is the piece we're going to hear, Lincolnshire Posy, written in 1937, six movements, a collection of musical wildflowers, all folk songs Granger collected while roaming the countryside of Lincolnshire. Thank you.
Here on Classical King FM and King.org, a literal potpourri from Percy Grainger, his Lincolnshire Posy. Who was that who performed for us tonight?
Well, this is a favorite recording of mine, an inspirational recording, an LP. I love to say that word in front of the students. So it always look quite perplexed. Yeah. And I explained to them it's a black frisbee. But anyway, made by the University of Illinois bands under the direction of Dr. Harry Beejan, who recently passed away.
Well, we continue our musical journey. We have something from Schwantner to enjoy. Is that right?
Right. Joseph Schwantner, longtime composition teacher at the Eastman School, Pulitzer Prize winner, wrote a great trilogy for the wind ensemble beginning in 1977 with this really great piece, And the Mountains Rising Nowhere. And in this work, which was groundbreaking for our idiom, Schwantner really redefined the sonic landscape, the capabilities of just the expectation of the orchestration, I would say primarily, of a wind ensemble and what it could achieve. Foundationally, he gives to us here percussion and winds presented as equal partners. It's not percussion accompanying winds. It's an interesting collaboration in that way that forces a listener to accept them on equal terms, something a lot of people may be uncomfortable with in listening to the piece. So it's a tour de force for percussion. And more importantly, it's kind of a piano concerto for amplified piano. All three pieces in this trilogy were written with the piano sort of being the spine of everything compositionally. It's just a really engaging piece and caused composers interested in writing for our idiom to really rethink their game. Its influence has just been profound. Thank you.